The ocean waters off the coast of California are some of the most productive on the planet. The productivity in the relatively shallow areas off our coast can be attributed to the upwelling of nutrients from the colder and deeper waters below. The nutrients found in these colder waters are the base of the marine food web and help support populations of many charismatic sea creatures we know and love. Although upwelling is a major contributor to healthy populations of larger animals, such as seabirds, there is a mighty important link in the chain that is now coming to the forefront of a regulatory discussion. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at a recent discussion for protecting the food sources for many seabirds found around the Bay Area and throughout California. Welcome to Bay Birds. Much like the terrestrial food web, the food web of the ocean has many different levels. The nutrients found in the upwelling sites are the base of the food web, feeding the tiny microorganisms found closer to the sun. These microorganisms, called plankton, provide the food for the next level of the food web. The filter feeders. As their name suggests, these organisms feed on plankton they filter out from the water. These filter feeders are abundant along our shores and provide an ample food source to subsequent levels of the marine food web, including squid. The cold waters off the California coast are teeming with squid. Because these creatures are so abundant in our waters, the squid fishery is one of the most lucrative in California. Realizing the abundance of the squid population, a small group of fishermen has petitioned California Fish and Game to increase the catch limit of commercial squid. Although the fishermen see the abundance of squid as a possibility to catch more squid, an alliance consisting of Audubon, Oceana, the Natural Resource Defense Council, and the Ocean Conservancy has provided an alternative argument. The coalition argues that the squid are not just meant to feed humans, but also marine organisms including many seabirds, such as the ashy storm petrel and the common murre. The squid population provides a reliable food source for marine wildlife, and increasing the catch limit, according to the coalition, would only destabilize the squid population and the populations of their predators. After hearing both arguments during a meeting in San Diego last month, the California Fish and Game Commission denied the fishermen's request. Although this decision is a victory for the squid and their predators, this is only a stepping stone in the creation of a more holistic marine management plan. California lacks a marine management policy that protects forage organisms like squid. In response to the lack of a comprehensive management plan, Audubon and Oceana are encouraging the California legislature to pass Assembly Bill 1299. This new bill would take into account the ecosystem value, and not just the economic value, of forage organisms when setting catch limits. To find out more about the pressing issues in our coastal waters, scroll over to the Oceana website at na.oceana.org. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.